Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, well, we want to get a State of the City address. Who do you go to? You go to Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're fantastic. Thanks for joining us. I saw you reading to some kids the other day. It's been a while since you've sat down and had some story time, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess that's right. Although most people have a little bit more time for story time, right? Staying at home most of the time.
Yeah, it was cool to see that you're doing it, though, for the kids in Orange County and the public libraries and everything. So,
it's fun to do that type of stuff. It grounds you, for sure.
It definitely does, and it brings back some cool memories. So, as far as the city's going, what are you happy with? What are you proud of? I know you're telling people, just look, remember to be responsible when we're out there. We've got a three-day holiday weekend, so people are probably going to be trying to get out. So, what are you seeing as the mayor in your city?
Number one, I'm proud of the entire community for how we've responded, not just the last week, but over the course of the last couple of months, because early on, expectations were that we would overrun the hospitals and need beds and field hospitals and stuff like that. And people did what they needed to do in terms of staying home and social distancing when they went out and wearing masks and using good hygiene, washing their hands, and we're opening now. I'm excited about that. Some businesses are starting to get back to action. Restaurants and retail can be at 50%. We have Memorial Day weekend coming up. And what we don't want to do is hinder all this good work that we've done by not being responsible. So I just encourage everybody to continue to do the right things in terms of social distancing and covering your face. And remember, the reason you cover your face is to protect other people, not yourself. The possibility is that you have the virus and you don't have any symptoms and you could cough and spread it to somebody else. So when you're thinking about whether to wear a mask or not, think about you're protecting other people.
Yeah, one of the things that I was most impressed with, you know, there are a lot of small business owners, a lot of, you know, restaurant owners who had to switch gears very, very quickly and decide if there was any way to continue operating. And so there are restaurants like Tori Tori that I'm like crazy about this restaurant now. I discovered them because of what we're going through, who weren't on Uber Eats, who weren't on Grubhub, who got on there very quickly, changed their hours, did a lot of different things curbside. And I think that, I don't know, just for me, that's just one big story out of this, the way I saw some small businesses able to still look for a way to keep the doors open and thrive, which was, you know, a tough thing to do.
Yeah, there are some inspiring stories out there about how people were innovative. And we talked with a lot of the small businesses as we were getting close to coming back to phase one of the reopening on how we could help them other than grants and loans and things of that nature. But we in the city of Orlando have relaxed our regulations related to using the outdoor space. So the private parking lots or the public right-of-way sidewalks, we're allowing businesses to use those without having to come get a permit or an application or anything, and we're waiving any fees associated with that. We're also letting them use signage that normally they'd have to get permits to do, and then we're also allowing them to use tents if they would like to do that for shade. Just looking at ways they can expand their business, and now they're going to be able to do 50%, which I think is a little bit easier to turn a profit than at 25%.
Yeah, you can hopefully bring back a little bit more staff too, you know, get people back to work.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, and I think it puts people, you know, people who are going out and looking for, you know, just something to do outside of the house and want to do it safely. You know, this festival type atmosphere that's not where a street is completely overrun with people, but still a festive feeling. You're seeing other people out, hearing conversations. And, you know, I know when I take my dogs out for our walks, after a couple of months of this, they see a person and like I go crazy, they go crazy. It's like, oh my gosh, like, there's a person, you know, and just to feel connected to other people in that way, even though it's still at a distance.
Well, and you bring up a good point. It's really important to take care of your mental health as well as your physical health. So exercising is great for both of those things, getting out and walking or running or paddle boarding or whatever it is you like to do is important, and checking in with your loved ones and your friends, whether it's over one of the social media ways or by telephone, and just staying in contact. I try to check in on my mom, who's down in Kissimmee. She lives alone down there and it feels pretty isolated. She goes out for a walk in the morning, pretty long walk every morning, but making sure you're checking in on everybody that would feel isolated.
What's her name?
Nancy.
Good morning, Nancy.
Give a little shout out this morning. There you go.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, just like you're checking in with us this morning with your friends, we greatly appreciate it. We always like hearing from you and letting how things going and everything. So, Orlando Mayor, Buddy Dyer, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second, but thanks for joining us again this morning.
Appreciate your leadership.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Absolutely.